Chance at $1,000 with Beck at 10 on WTAM 1100. Time check 847. This is Bill Wills, Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with us the next few, talking about your computer and email viruses. Derek, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill.
You sent over an interesting stat. The number of viruses sent out each day peaks between 8 and 9 in the morning. Tell me about this.
Well, there was actually a study from a company called Global Security Report. Basically, they went through and kind of checked records from over 300 different incident responses that they and forensic investigations that they did in 18 countries. And they did find that those viruses tend to come in the morning. Now, there's a couple different reasons for that. Either the viruses are actually specifically being sent at that time, just because they know that's when most people are getting online and most of us aren't really quite awake at that time. So it does indicate that we may be more vulnerable at that time. But it also kind of reflects the fact that a lot of times once a computer is infected, it will actually send out emails to everybody in that person's contact list. So obviously when computers are getting turned on work on the East Coast around 8 or 9, those computers are going to start sending their own viruses out to other computers.
You know, we just got an email over the weekend. Mindy got one in her account from an old coach my son had 5 or 6 years ago. But because of the contact list, we were getting this email, and it was a virus that had infected his computer.
Yeah, in fact, when you do get a virus that says it is from somebody, you can't even guarantee that it actually came from that person. What some viruses will actually do, if they do get onto your computer, they're going to scan your contact list, and because they can actually fake who they're being sent from, kind of like faking the actual return address on an envelope, they can actually pick one of your contacts at random, send it from your computer, but pretend to be that person. That way it makes it more difficult for, obviously your friends are going to contact that person telling them they're infected. Some of the really great ways, though, that you can actually prevent all of that from happening. Obviously, the clearest thing is to make sure that your antivirus program is up to date. But we find more and more people are actually using their webmail, Hotmail, Gmail, Yahoo, that sort of thing. So their actual email program is online. The great thing about that is that they will also scan your emails. But just like any other website that you visit, you do want to make sure that all your Internet Explorer, your Firefox, and your Google Chrome plugins are up to date. So, for example, when you see those little updates popping up for not just your Microsoft Windows, but also for Java, Adobe Flash, and Adobe Reader, you want to make sure that you allow those updates to go through so that you're more secure against any of those web threats.
You always tell me the updates are important. They seem like a pain sometimes because you got to restart and all, but they are important, right?
Yep. And the great thing is that really in a lot of cases with the newer versions of Windows, Windows Vista, Windows 7, and the eventual Windows 8, they are making it to the point now where in a lot of cases you can actually get those updates and then you don't actually need to reboot. But to be perfectly honest with you, I'd rather spend the 2 or 3 minutes restarting that computer versus the 2 or 3 hours trying to remove a virus.
All right, most email with viruses sent between 8 and 9. So disregard the one from Africa this morning sent at 8:32 saying you can be win a share of $1 million if you click here.
Yep, just like they always say, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. That's just as true on the Internet as it is in the rest of life.
Derek, thanks much. You can also follow up with the geeks, right?
Yep. Visit us online at geeksquad.com. Give us a call at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD. And, of course, we're in every Best Buy out there.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. Thank you, friend. Have a good day.
Thank you.